Welcome to the AAMA podcast with Chuck Martin. With me today is Antonio Campello, President and Chief Executive Officer of Advanced Air Mobility Association. Welcome here, Antonio. Good to see you.
Good to be here, Chuck. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to this great podcast.
So to start, tell people what the Advanced Air Mobility Association is.
Yeah, so Advanced Air Mobility Association is a new proposition for these times where the advanced air mobility is really getting a reality, you know? And then we note that it's very important to have everybody integrated, all the ecosystem, you know? And more important than that is to understand the needs of the cities, so as everybody can fulfill the needs of the cities with the products and the services they are offering.
What kind of infrastructure is needed for advanced air mobility?
So we do have a group of very skilled people that they really understand everything about advanced air mobility, and they understand everything that's involved with planning with the cities and everything else. So, and then we open the positions for members, anyone that is related to advanced air mobility can become a member of the association. And being a member, everybody will be in touch with what we've been doing. And we are really getting all the information from the cities to understand where the cities are today, what's the degree of readiness they have, and then how to improve their readiness to start operation and to start a good commercial operation of these new types of aircraft.
Why did you come up with the idea of this? How did that start?
Yeah, my entire career was devoted to aviation. So I have 4 decades of experience in aviation. The last decade was dedicated to advanced air mobility. I started thinking about what would prevent advanced air mobility be successful. Once the aircraft, all the several aircraft are being developed with this purpose, and you see that there is a very significant action of the federal government and state government as well. Things that are not solved yet are the way cities will participate on that, the way residents will be benefited from that. So, and then this is the gap. The gap is connecting the end user, residents, the planning of the cities, and all other stakeholders, such as aircraft manufacturers, operators, electric power companies, and all other stakeholders in this endeavor. So it's very important that to fulfill this gap. And this is where we are. We are fulfilling the interconnection between the cities, residents, and the entire AAM ecosystem, region by region, city by city.
Your opinion, based on what you've been looking at, are the cities ready for this? Are they ready for flying vehicles and electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles?
The cities are not ready yet. No, they are preparing. By the way, with the recent program launched by Department of Transportation, FAA, it's called the eVTOL Integrated Pilot Program, EIPP. No? 26 states have been involved in that. So it's gonna start flowing from federal level to state level to municipal level. Then from that time on, many cities will be very much involved, and then the residents will be also aware of that. But today, when you look at the level of preparation of the cities today, they have so many priorities in the daily activities they have, you know, that is difficult to prioritize something that everybody thinks will be in the future. But the future is coming. The future is being developed right now. Then we really need to be attentive to that, because the cities that start preparing well now, they will be there saving lots of money, time, and being part of a safe ecosystem. Because not just about the aircraft, safety is not related just to the aircraft, it's related to the entire ecosystem that is disintegration of all stakeholders, everybody that participates on this ecosystem, as we call it.
You mentioned readiness. What does readiness look like?
Readiness is the state of being prepared to make it happen. So I'll give you some examples. So this type of aircraft, eVTOL is not an airplane, it's not a helicopter. It is in between the two because it can take off and land vertically, and it can fly supported by wings. So this type of aircraft will start flying all around, and they will fly short distance and low altitudes. So what's going to happen is that the aviation will not be only between airports. No, it's going to come to the cities now, and they will have a special infrastructure for them to land and to take off inside the cities. So usually, when you see, let's say, a helicopter, then you see the helipads there. It's gonna be not the same. It's different from the helipads because these are electrical powered vehicles, and they have a different characteristics, much lower noise, and it's a much lower cost of operation, everybody else. So the cities now will have a significant number of these aircraft flying in and out in several points of the cities or rural areas and so on. So all the infrastructure to make it happen has to be ready. And another very important point of readiness is the air traffic management, because today the air traffic management is based in the big trips all around the country and the international trips and so on, but they are not really well prepared for low altitude flights between places in the cities short distance. So the air traffic management is being revised so as they can comply with that. And there are other significant changes as well, because this type of travel will not be just a travel of an aircraft. It will be connected with train, with cars. So the multimodal connection, transportation is so important. So everybody is part of a big plan, right? So you should not leave anything behind. And they need to bring the electric power grid to the place where the vertiports will be placed. Then there is a huge change. It's a huge movement, and the life will not be the same after you have everything in place. So the residents will be very much benefited from that, but they need exactly to know in advance what's going to happen so as they can participate, and they can have a word on that, they can help the decisions that the cities and all the executives of the companies will have. So this is why we are so mindful about the communities, how the communities will be engaged and will be updated on that, and they can have a word to help that happen.
So for a city or a community that has not started even thinking about this yet, how should they start? Like, what are some of the first steps they might take?
So for cities that have not started yet, they have, number one, to be educated about it. There are lots of new things that they are not aware of, and this is part of what the association does, education. So we can go to a city, we can understand what are the city's priorities, you know, and then we can discuss how advanced mobility could help them to achieve their needs, you know, not the opposite. We don't think that pushing new products to the cities will solve anything. Then the cities has to raise, they have to raise their needs based on their needs. Then we discuss how the entire ecosystem can help the cities to make that, can support the cities to make informed and confident decisions, you know, because this is very much important. And they need to have these decisions before making major investments. Cities that have not started, they have to be educated first. They have to understand what's going to happen so they can position themselves in due time before, let's say, before the pressure of making it happen may overcome, let's say, the needs that they have. So they need to put their needs first, and then everything will comply with their needs.
What would fund this? So cities, I guess, are going to have to fund it themselves or get the funds from taxes or whatever.
Usually there will be an integrated private government investment, no? So you need to have a government fostering that, which is very important to make things happen, to support things with all the regulation, everything, and being there. And you need to have private companies that are willing to invest because they will see return on investments on what they are doing. So just to give you some examples, the aircraft manufacturer, they manufacturers, they have invested billions of dollars on that. So, and then, of course, they need to see the return on investment on that. Right? The companies that will build the vertiports, they need to understand the demand. They need to understand how things are going to flow there. What are the reasons for a vertiport? Because vertiport could serve the communities at the same time they serve the transportation that they have, no? And so on. So what is really important is that everybody has to be aware that money is needed to make that happen. And funding is needed to make that happen. But if you don't have a clear plan, if you don't have a clear strategy, because things are not gonna happen in 24 hours, right? It's gonna take years to make that happen. So the city has to plan what is the step, the phase one, phase two, phase three, and then they will understand the investment that's needed, and then where the money comes from, you know? I'm pretty sure that investors will be very looking forward to make it happen because this is a huge opportunity because it's the first time that you're gonna see 3D inside the cities, defining the cities of the future, defining the shape of the cities in the future, and transforming the way people live and people travel and so on within a regional area. And this is very much important. And it's a little bit more complex because these are crafts. They will fly from city A to city B, from region A to region B. And then those cities, those jurisdictions, those regions, they will have to integrate themselves. They will have to have a very well integrated planning to allow that to happen. And this is a huge task, a huge task. It's a huge opportunity for everybody, but it's a huge task. It's a new way of a new mode of transportation that's starting. That's new for everyone. So it's an innovation. Everybody's learning by doing, you know. And what's important is behind that, there is a certification of the aircraft, certification of operation, maintenance, and everything. So FAA is behind that to ensure, together with everybody that is participating, that you'll be very safe, very safe. It will be a very safe way of transportation as everybody's used it to have.
My understanding is AAMA is very independent, so there are no biases or there are no product companies being pushed or anything.
Yeah, this is very much important. It's one of our main principles. We are completely unbiased, you know. We are vendor agnostic, you know? We just want the best for the communities, you know? This is why we bring the needs of the communities and then the regions And then we bring the entire ecosystem to discuss that and to help the regions and the cities and communities to achieve their needs in a very unbiased way, you know? And this is very much important when something is starting, new technologies are coming. So it's very important to have a very realistic reading about what is happening, a very realistic expectations, and being unbiased. This is very important. This is what AMA is. And we are not talking just about eVTOLs. I gave eVTOLs as an example, but drones are the same. Oh, drones are there. Drones are changing the way people do things. And in the future, you see the combination of drones and eVTOLs and other modes of aircraft, electric powered, and so on. So you're gonna see several types of aircraft flying at the same time, low altitude. They have low noise, and really they will help the communities to thrive.
Well, I look forward to watching the AAMA grow and to talking to some of the future members. And thank you so much, Antonio. And thank you all for listening to the AAMA podcast with Chuck Martin.
Okay, it's my pleasure. We are willing to have all the members integrated and doing this job in several parts of the country, across the country. We are talking to cities across the country, and it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a pleasure to serve everybody to have the best results for the community.